The tension between Germans and Poles also extends to German cuisine. We don't mean beer and sausage, but another culinary craze which takes hold each spring in Germany. White asparagus is a German passion, we're told, and many Germans are proud that it's a homegrown product. But as the season draws to a close, a major change could be in store for Germany's obsession. Joellen Perry reports.
It's a sunny day in the small German town of Beilitz, and hundreds of people have come here to eat white asparagus. Beilitz is famous for growing what Germans call Spargel and is hosting its annual Spargel Fair. From April to June, most restaurants in Germany serve a full roster of Spargel specialties. Andreas Jahn, a 43-year-old Berlin consultant, traveled an hour for what he calls the taste of spring.
For the typical, beautiful May and June, it is necessary to eat asparagus every year.
Beilitz's three-day festival celebrates all aspects of what Germans call the king of vegetables. In the town square, local farmers sell their wares, bands play, there's even a Spargel peeling contest. But harvesting Spargel is back-breaking work. To keep them pale, the stalks are grown under plastic tarps that block the sun. Workers pull back the tarps, then scan the soil for ripples that suggest a stalk will break through. They cut the stalks with long knives. Jürgen Jacobs, a Beilitz farmer whose 800 tons of Spargel last year fetched over $3 million, says paleness is the priority.
And the Germans, they like asparagus if it is white. And they don't like it if it is blue. The white asparagus fits better on the table with candlelight and so on.
White asparagus is a point of German pride, but it's cheaper workers from Poland who've long staffed the fields and factories here. During the eight-week season, Poles work 7 days a week and up to 10 hours a day. Most earn about $6 an hour. With 5 million jobless Germans and major cutbacks in unemployment payments, there's been an outcry that German farmers should hire Germans. Thomas Ziering, who oversees his father's 1,000-acre farm, says they've tried.
It was a big disaster. They got some money from the government and they got some money from us. So they had about 15 euros by 3 hours work. And then they were sitting at the field and drinking beer and so on.
But some Germans say they would work for small salaries. Standing outside a Berlin unemployment office, Andreas Hesen, a carpenter who's been jobless for 2 years, says he'd harvest in a heartbeat.
But where should I work? The Poles are already working there. I would do it. I know of a big asparagus field where they need 100 workers, and it's always the same Poles. They go there, but no Germans can go there.
Soon, the Poles themselves may be forced from the fields. Next season, new EU rules mean German farmers and Polish workers will have to make hefty payments to the Polish Social Security Agency. Farmers say that change means they might have to start hiring even cheaper workers from non-EU countries like Romania. Or they'll have to deal a blow to decades of German pride by growing the king of vegetables outside Germany. For NPR News, I'm Joellen Perry in Berlin.